The situation on the southwestern part of Haiti, especially in the city of Lekai, is pretty complicated. Complicated because Lekai was already cut from the capital of Haiti, from Port-au-Prince, because of gang violence. So to go to Lekai from Port-au-Prince, you need to cross the town of Martissant. And right now, there's a very powerful gang that control Martissant, which means for a long time, for about like 2 months, a lot of supplies were missing in Lekai because food trucks and other stuff could not get to Lekai. So the earthquake could not happen at a worse time than now. Right now, the people are missing water. The people are missing food supply and medication. So the earthquake happened in a time that nobody expected it because we were hit by an earthquake 10 years ago. So we thought it would take longer for Haiti to be hit by another earthquake again. So when the earthquake happened on Saturday morning, it was pretty shock for everybody. And then a lot of casualties happened in Lekai. A lot of people died over there, and a lot of people are still missing.
Handy, what can you tell us about those rescue efforts?
The rescue efforts was very, very, very slow because of the situation in the neighborhood of Martissant. Because when it happened, everything is centralized in Port-au-Prince. When the earthquake happened, we could not, the government and even anybody who want to assist could not cross the city of Martissant easily to come to Lekai to help and to provide medical supply and everything that they need. So it took a long time. It took a long time for the people of Lekai to see help get here because the government had to negotiate somehow and try to have a peace treaty with the gang members to open the road of Martissant. This is very important because that played a key role in having the death toll going up so quickly because a lot of people were under the rubble and expecting to be rescued. But unfortunately, it took too long for help to get to Lekai to help them.
The government has now entered a recovery phase, sometimes taking demolition experts to kind of look through the rubble to find additional people. Have the government authorities given any inclination as to what they think the final casualty count may be?
No, definitely. But we are expecting it to go higher because not only the city of Lekai is the biggest city in the south, in the southwest of Haiti. But around Lekai, there is a lot of small towns, and they were hit pretty badly. I can name a town called Cavaillon. I stopped at Cavaillon when I was coming here, and it's pretty bad. Cavaillon is worse than Lekai. You know, it's a small town, and almost all the buildings, at least two-story buildings, have collapsed, and they don't have anything to help them look for people, or even they didn't start the demolition there yet. So I expect the death toll to go higher and because of these small towns around Lekai. And over there, they have less supply. They have less equipment. They have less hope to find any survival at this time.
Handy, in the time that we have left, can you kind of speak to the challenges in getting aid and supplies to these affected areas to help those that are in need?
The government started to receive aid from a lot of countries like Chile. The Chilean government sent a plane, a very big plane, to Haiti this morning. They are organizing the dispatch and distribution of this aid, these physical supplies, you know, food, like food ready to eat, like MREs, food that doesn't need to be cooked, stuff like that. So, and medical supply, you know, for the hospitals, for the people that were injured. So pretty much they are organizing. They're still organizing. There's a government entity called the Civil Protection in Port-au-Prince that is organizing all the aid that they've been receiving starting today from USAID, from Chile, from Venezuela, from Cuba, from Mexico, and the Dominican Republic. All these countries, they started to send stuff in Haiti. But as I'm telling you, everything is coming to Port-au-Prince. Everything is coming to Port-au-Prince. Then they have to organize it, maybe find a way to bring it here by air or by land if the gangs of Martissant allow that to happen.